From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, is there or isn't there a Bradley effect with Senator Barack Obama? Race in the presidential race in a moment.
But first, the economy. It is starting to feel like Groundhog Day this Monday. Stocks fell sharply again today, with the Dow down hundreds of points. The credit markets barely budged. Banks remain reluctant to ease up on lending. In Europe, it's not looking any better. Stocks fell there, too, today in the worst one-day percentage drop ever. European governments have been forced to intervene to rescue a number of banks, and they are now having to guarantee deposits of ordinary people amid fears that there could be a massive run on the banks. NPR's Rob Gifford is here now from London. And Rob, let's start with the markets, this huge drop today. Tell us more.
Oh, yes, it's been terrible here across Europe, Madeline. The FTSE here in London was down 7%. The German stock exchange was down 7%. In Paris, down 9%. All those terrible words that people use about stock market plunges. It's been a massacre. It's been a bloodbath. The traders have been saying things like it's just in free fall. And also, what's more, we're nowhere near the bottom. The big issue here, of course, is, as always with stock exchanges, uncertainty. The bailout came through in Washington on Friday, but banks here and the financial world generally are saying that they have not seen anything coming through from that. The money hasn't been loosened up to be lent between banks and to individuals. And so in that uncertainty, this is what has happened, and there's really no sign that it's going to let up at all in the coming days.
And meanwhile, well, the governments there in Europe are scrambling to do something, anything, to prevent this free fall. And one of them, one of the proposals and indeed the actions taken over the weekend to guarantee the savings of everyone, at least in Germany and other countries as well, right?
That's right. In fact, it began with Ireland last week, and it was something of a surprise announcement. Some of the other countries here in Europe were very surprised to hear Dublin saying, we're going to guarantee all retail deposits. That means the man in the street will not lose his deposits. And everyone was rather critical and said, hey, hold on a second, we're the European Union here. You can't just do that, because otherwise everyone's going to put their money into Irish banks. But things have got so bad and much worse over the weekend, with all sorts of things going on, and the failure of a very large property lender in Germany that's had to be propped up by the government there. And so we've now seen other countries, Denmark, Iceland, Greece, and to some extent Germany, stepping in to guarantee. The German situation's a little unclear, actually, whether they are guaranteeing 100%, but stepping in to really make sure that there won't be a big run on the banks.
So is there going to be some better coordination between the members of the European Union now?
Well, that's the hope, really, and that's the problem, because what we've seen over the last several decades is a huge amount of integration between the economies of Europe. I mean, more than a dozen countries have actually given up their currency and are using the same currency now, the euro. But what has not kept up is the regulatory framework and the structure that regulates all of this. And that's now, with the meeting of finance ministers in Luxembourg tonight and tomorrow, that's what they're hoping that they're going to be able to do ahead then of the G8 meeting of finance ministers in Washington next weekend.
Okay, NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Thank you.
Thank you.